I used to think that I was made to win, to succeed. After all, that's the message these days. If you buy this watch, you're a winner. Buy this car or these shoes or this dress, hey, you're a winner, right? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to today's episode, Afresh. We live in a world that equates material possessions with success. If you have lots of stuff, nice stuff, then you've made it. Now, we know that's not true, but hey, a little retail therapy never hurt anyone. No? So why are people losing their homes and their marriages and their families? Why are so many people feeling like losers when what we really want is to be winners? Desiring stuff, desiring wealth, desiring the admiration that comes from being seen to have lots of really nice stuff, well, it makes people do crazy things. It makes them cheat and lie. It seems every other day some wealthy executive is being convicted of fraud by a court somewhere. Jesus knew that. That's why he said this, Luke chapter 16, verses 10 to 12. Whoever can be trusted with small things can also be trusted with big things. Whoever is dishonest in little things will be dishonest in big things too. If you can't be trusted with worldly riches, you will not be trusted with true riches. And if you can't be trusted with things that belong to someone else, you will not be given anything of your own. There's nothing new under the sun. It's time to take stock. So let me ask you this. Have you allowed the desire for wealth and the admiration that that brings to push you over that line into dishonesty? Just a little, maybe? The odd lie on a tax return? Telling a half-truth to gain a small financial advantage? Come on, be honest with yourself. We may think that nobody notices, but someone actually does. Jesus. That's God's word. Fresh for you today. I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet, Three Things I Absolutely Must Do Before I Die. To request your copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.